Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, everybody. Some major breaking news. It is about 8:44 p.m. here on the East Coast, and I can report to you that Donald Trump has officially won the New Hampshire GOP primary. The Associated Press, which is what we go off of, called the race for him a mere 3 minutes after the polls close at 8 p.m. To be fair, some of the polling places in New Hampshire closed at 7, so they were able to tabulate things before the official time came, but still pretty stunning that they were able to do that. Nikki Haley, actually, one of the reasons I waited to do this is she gave a very early concession speech tonight where she says, well, we almost got half of the vote. Almost, I think, being the key thing there. But more importantly, for our purposes, she says she's not going to be dropping out of the race. So just for tonight, you know, reminder, we're going to have a great show tomorrow morning with Ryan Grimm and Emily Jashinsky. I'll be at the desk with the three of them. We'll be going over all the results, the video, et cetera. So you can tune in for that. But I'll give you some of my initial thoughts, just reactions that I wanted to share. So I'm going to go ahead and try and put some of this on the screen that you guys can see. Okay, so what we can see in front of us, as I said, is some of the votes still being tabulated here. Trump currently standing around 53.4%, Nikki Haley at 45.7%. The estimated margin of victory that we see is about Trump plus 11, roughly like that. So not the domination that he was able to demonstrate in Iowa, but this is still a head-to-head thing, and he's very likely to come out over 50% or so. More importantly, though, what we can see from some of the counties and things that have come in so far is that all of the areas which are colored in by red, either light or dark, that I'm hovering my mouse over, those are the places that are in the more suburban and rural parts of the state. Those are the places that are overwhelmingly going for Trump. Now, though, let's take something that's deep blue, and we can see that are areas with, like Hanover. Hanover is the perfect example. That is the most liberal place in the state of New Hampshire. I believe that's where Dartmouth College is actually located, or somewhere nearby. So why would that matter? Well, that's where the vast majority of these college-educated voters would be. Another thing to keep in mind is that the New Hampshire primary allowed people who were not Republicans to actually register and be able to vote as long as they did so a couple of days ago. And from the overwhelming amount of data that we were able to see, a lot of Democrats decided to cross over and to vote for Nikki Haley, which definitely influenced her overall vote total. And also, we had some people who were undeclared and or undecided type voters. So all of these, I think, are pretty important data points and things we'll be going over a lot tomorrow. But I think that's kind of like one of my major top line differences between this primary and Iowa, and especially the Iowa caucuses. There was major differences in the actual in the exit polling, for example, and we'll spend some time on this, is, for example, about 2/3 of voters tonight in the state of New Hampshire said that they were not part of the MAGA movement, whereas the majority of Iowa caucus goers did say that they were part of the MAGA movement. Similar whenever it came down to whether the election was stolen or not, about 49% of New Hampshire GOP primary voters did say that the election was stolen, as opposed to only 29%, for example, with Iowa. So you can see it's skewed much more in like a more moderate and or liberal direction. Of course, that it happens whenever you let moderate and or actual Democrats and or liberals vote in a GOP primary. So we can't discount that. And also it demonstrates the long, hard road that Nikki Haley has ahead of her, because even though the next state is about a month away, that's her own home state for South Carolina, that is not, she's not going to have the same level of dynamics that'll be able to come and to save her. For those who were wondering, by the way, I can also report that the Democratic primary has officially been called by the Associated Press as well for Joe Biden. But we expected that. The overall vote totals are just pretty unclear right now because all of those Biden votes were write-ins. And obviously, you know, we're waiting to see which write-ins were for Biden, which write-ins said ceasefire. Approximately 70.8% of the tabulated votes so far are, quote, unprocessed write-ins, even though they can estimate that Joe Biden will win that Democratic primary. Waiting to see what the overall vote total will be for Dean Phillips, for Marianne Williamson, for Vermin Supreme, who we learned about today, who was on the show. Kind of, you know, just overall, like kind of what I can see and what is kind of interesting from, you know, with the county by county is that same thing. You know, Biden just has a lot of dominance pretty much all across the state. But I mean, that was likely and most likely accepted. So anyway, those are some of my initial reactions. My real top line one is just, you know, if I could hammer home anything else that I can, is that Nikki Haley is the candidate of the, you know, the more college educated people who are more likely to, you know, not vote for Trump and just vote for Biden crossover. That's just not going to cut it in a GOP primary. I don't think I can say that enough. And it's going to be the dominant story, I think, as this, we have this month kind of twisting ahead of South Carolina primary. Although, let me just say this too. Month is a long time. It's an eternity in politics. You know, who the hell knows? Think about where we were a month ago in terms of Vivek Ramaswamy, all these candidates and some of the posturing and all that. So, you know, look, Trump could literally get another, you know, charge against him. Something could happen with the trial or something could happen with Biden. There could be a global conflagration. We have no idea, you know, and all of these things could have a huge impact on the race. So just keep that in mind. That's part of the reason, likely, you know, that she has decided not to drop out of the race. She's going to keep this thing going. And I'm excited, you know, to have all of our analysis tomorrow on the show. So if you can become a Breaking Points premium member, if you don't mind, all of us stayed up very, you know, we'll be up late, very past our bedtimes tonight. We're going to be up bright and early tomorrow morning. Everybody's working overtime and we'll have a show for everybody on Thursday as well. So shout out to them, breakingpoints.com, if you're able to take advantage of that. And I will see you all tomorrow. It's going to be a treat.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge the season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.